I first fell in love with the sport when my stepson actually took on boxing. The minute went into the clubhouse and just saw it was such a small group of people, but we're just so family orientated.
Your stepson is, of course, Jack Egan, who we'll come to later on in the chat. But Wexford has always had this kind of fascination with boxing, and Adamstown, I suppose, is no different, really. You were some of the people that helped to set up the club there in kind of 2018, 2019, around then, wasn't it? So how did that come
Yeah,
about?
we decided all the driving in and out of Wexford, even though CBS Boxing Club was brilliant and everybody in there from Richard Hoare straight down to Pauline Kavanagh were so helpful, was starting to become too much. And we thought that it'd be a nice sport to bring out to a rural area. So we decided to set it up and see what sort of an uptake we'd have from the young lads, given a different option from the likes of GAA and stuff for the kids.
And was there kind of a sort of a calling for something like this out in Adamstown, or did you kind of set it up and, you know, build it and they will come?
We set it up first, build it and see if they will come. And we were quite surprised in the first year. We had about 12 young lads. We set it up in a shed that was actually originally built for horses. So it was a horse stable. We altered it, changed it, and there was about 12, 13 kids in the first year. And then unfortunately, COVID hit and we had to take a step back from it. We closed down the club and we decided maybe somewhere more central. So we went up into the village in Adamstown and had a route around to see what premises were available and would allow us to rent. And we came across St. Albans Hall across from the primary school. And we approached the committee, and the committee thankfully allowed us to rent a small space in there. And we've been in there since August.
And it is brilliant as well because, as you say, you started from the bottom there, having to basically share with a couple of horses, and now you finally have a place you can call your own. And that's really important as well, that you can have somewhere to be a base for the boxers there in Adamstown.
Exactly. And what we've actually found when we're more central in the village is that we've had an even larger uptake of young lads from the local area coming to the club. We've nearly quadrupled in size with regards to the young lads.
I see you're actually kind of looking for no more because you can't even take any more, which is great to see that the club is basically bursting at the seams right now.
It is, and it's an awful lot of local kids that can literally walk up to the club, and it's a different option for them as well. We actually can't believe the uptake from the local community and the support that we're getting from Adamstown, Timon, Raheen, Newbourne. It's fantastic.
And I guess it shows that you don't have to be in a big urban area like Wexford or New Ross, say, to join a boxing club like this, that there is options in rural Ireland as well.
There's loads of options, and I think it's a fantastic thing that we have on our doorsteps as well.
And of course, a big attraction in the hall is the famous Mill Street Ring, once graced by the likes of Chris Eubank and Steve Collins from their 1996 world title fight. So how did that find itself in rural Wexford?
When we found out that we had a larger premises, and we've never actually had the facility of having a boxing ring at the previous premises because it wasn't obviously big enough. And when we found out that we could have a little corner in St. Albans Hall, we said it was about time that we gave the kids a chance to actually step onto the stage, so to speak. So we started looking probably last August for a boxing ring, and they're actually few and far between, affordable boxing rings, but this one came up on the scenes, and we decided to jump at the chance, literally, especially when we found the history of it.
Absolutely. And I see the pictures of it there, and it still has the Beamish logo on the, you know, the very famous Beamish logo from the fight. I suppose it doesn't mean a whole lot to, you know, 12, 13 year olds who are coming up, but, you know, it does bring that bit of history to the club as well, having the name like Steve Collins attached.
And you'd actually be surprised, some of the young lads do know who Steve Collins is and Chris Eubank, so it does ring true to them.
That's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. They're looking back into their history anyway.
Yeah.
And you are a small club there, but I suppose that hasn't really stopped you from reaching the top heights either. You know, we were speaking about Jack Egan. You know, he was successful in the Celtic Box Cup there down in Dungarvan recently, and Nicholas Richardson as well in the Leinsters. So we'll just take Jack first. And obviously, Jack is somebody you know pretty well. But what does Jack do better than anybody else? What kind of talent level does he have?
Jack puts an awful lot of time and effort into training, he goes above and beyond. I'd see him there most weekends. He goes for the runs, and he'd go up to the club when nobody else is training as well, and he puts the extra time in. With boxing, when you get into that ring, it's literally you in that ring with your coaches in the corner telling you what to do. Do you have to put the time and dedication into it? I see him going above and beyond most of the time.
And everybody's journey to the top has to start somewhere, and Nicholas's might have just started last weekend as well, successful up in the Thai there. He's a lively character too, isn't he?
He is. He's an interesting young lad, so he is. He always had something pleasant to say, and he's always a mannerly child. He's always in training, the first one in there, and nearly the last one to leave as well. He puts the time and the effort into the club and his training.
And the great thing about this story and boxing in general, I suppose, is that you can come from the bottom and be successful. I mean, that's what the sport is really all about, that small clubs can compete with the bigger ones as well. And that said, I suppose you guys would love to have more support out there and a few more resources so you can get more people in.
Nobody ever says no to funding or for even extra helping hand from the local community. Nobody would say no to it. So, yeah, we would.
And you do have a waiting list on the cards there at the minute for anybody who does want to join up. But I suppose coaches or, you know, any supporters or anything like that, I'm sure you'd be welcoming them into the club with open arms.
We would. If anybody out there is interested in joining the club or wants to put their name on the waiting list, if they email stabbansbc@gmail.com. So it's stabbansbc@gmail.com.
That's brilliant. And just a word for the athletics club in Adamstown. I know you guys kind of share facilities there, but I suppose they've been very good to you too.
They have. We shared the large hall between the two of us. So big shout out to them as well for their support and helping, letting us get the space up there as well.
And finally, you know, we have been speaking about the kind of the male side of the club, but you do have a very successful ladies side as well, including young Jamie there too.
We do. We have young Jamie O'Rourke, so we do. And she has a couple of Irishes under her belt and a couple of Leinsters. And actually, the Wexford Box Cup was her last one to get, which would have been November, just before lockdown. Thank God we didn't lose her either during lockdown, because I do know an awful lot of the clubs, especially in the boxing, because we were closed a little bit longer than the likes of the GAA, have lost an awful lot of their competing boxers. So thank God we didn't lose her.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure plenty more people will be interested now hearing this story, that, you know, there is a small club out there in rural Wexford that, you know, is competing on the upper levels as well, and, you know, might be a way for you to get success.
And that's it. And there's actually more rural clubs around the area as well. You have the Balloch, you have Kilmichael as well, which would have been a new club. They opened up just before lockdown, I think, as well. So if you do go looking, you will find the other clubs that are out in rural Ireland as well, willing to take on and only hoping to get young lads that are interested in the sport.